Hi, I am Jake Savage, and welcome to the Guitar of Consciousness podcast.
Jake, I heard the Guitar of Consciousness is gifting a free online event to someone every month. Is this true?
Yes, Bianca. Every month, we will be gifting an online event ticket to someone.
Wow, how can I have this?
Take a photo of you and where you watch Guitar of Consciousness videos or podcast and post on social media with hashtag Guitar of Consciousness Podcast.
I'm getting my camera out. Hashtag Guitar of Consciousness Podcast.
Welcome, my friends, to this podcast. This topic is choose. Would you like to have freedom with choice? Have you ever had freedom with choice before? Well, in this podcast, I'll be discussing the tools, the questions, and the processes of access consciousness, allowing you to actually choose for you once in your life. Have you ever chose for you ever before? Well, now's the time, my friends. Now is the time. So I'll be showing you a different pathway you can take with choice and what we can do with choice and how can you stop trying to get, you know, the right choice, the perfect choice, and then, you know, making ourselves wrong for choosing some choices that we've chosen in the past and always referencing that. And always that comes up, and when that comes up, you're like, I don't want to choose now. It's because I'm choosing from the past. Well, when you're choosing from the past and referencing the past, that's where we're limiting ourselves. So I'm going to show you a few pathways you can take around all that to actually start having ease with choice. Like one of the 10 commandments of access is live in 10-second increments of choice. And what that is, you know, we haven't been taught to choose in this reality. So the 10-second increments of choice is, in these 10 seconds, what would you choose? If you were going to die tomorrow, and then, so you only knew that you had today, what would you choose? Would you only choose one thing if you knew that you were going to die tomorrow? Would you only actually choose one thing today? Or would you choose everything? Would you choose that, and then choose this, and choose that, and choose this, and choose that? Keep choosing. Choose. Well, what would it be like if every day was like that? So knowing that you're going to die tomorrow, and you just keep choosing today, you just choose. What would it be like for every day to be like that? So you're like, I'm going to end, it's going to be end, so I'm just going to choose. So what about you had that motivation to actually choose for you now? And that's what Access Consciousness showed me. It showed me how to choose. Like, we don't like to choose, do we? We always like to ask other people, oh, what choice should I make here? What advice have you got for me here on this choice? Do I choose this? And then you ask this person, you ask that person. And so what do we do in those situations? We're making them more valuable than us. We're saying they know more than what we do. Though they're in their own world. Who knows what's going on in their world? But you asking them, they're just going to, first thing comes to their head, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, do this. And then you do that, and then that's why you don't like choosing, because you keep asking others what to choose. If you actually started asking for you what to choose, well, then your life will change. Your life will be different. So don't be afraid to be different, my friends. Like for me, you know, before Access, I made myself wrong for being different. And where did that lead me? It led me nowhere. You know, I didn't have any money. So it led me to pretty much poverty of no money. So it's because I kept asking for others for advice where they didn't know what was going on. So this choice, it's a big thing. So like what we get stuck on is making the right choice. Yeah, I know. So this right, good, perfect, it's pretty much stuffing us around. So when you make, what for me, when I make a choice, I ask, you have to ask. Like we've been entrained to always get the answers. Though we have to entrain ourselves to start asking. And what you can do with that is, if I choose this, this is a phenomenal tool from Access Consciousness, allowing you to gain awareness of what's actually going to work. Like the more awareness you have, the more your life starts working for you. So this is big. A lot of people think awareness is the opposite. No. Awareness, the more awareness you have, the more your life is going to work. So this tool from Access, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? Get the energy of it. By you getting the energy of it, so what that does, it puts you into the future to allow you to get more clarity on it. Because you're always fixed, oh, if I choose this, what's my life going to be like in the next, you know, next hour, next day? Or you want it instantaneously. By saying this, allows to get you out of that, and it just allows you to have like a freedom with that choice. Gives you clarity with that choice. So what that does, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? You'll get the energy of it, what it's actually going to create. You're not just going to get, oh, what's going to happen now? So you're actually going to get awareness of what that choice is really going to create for you. Is it going to create failure? Is it going to create, you know, you being successful? Is it going to create something greater? So you're going to get awarenesses. So this tool can really contribute to you with making choices. That's what it's done for me. And then you also ask, if I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? And what they say 5 years is because your brain can't really comprehend what's going on after that. So that's why they say 5 years. So then what happens then? It goes past your brain, your mind, and allows you to go to awareness. So awareness isn't trying to think things through, try to figure it out. That's not awareness. Awareness is like a slight breeze of wind, like a whisper. It's like a whisper of energy. So it comes and goes. Once the awareness comes, it goes. It doesn't go round and round and round and round in your mind. So by you getting awareness is like those whispers. Those whispers will come and give you awareness of what's going to work and what's not going to work. So by you asking that tool, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? That goes past your mind, goes past your brain, allowing you to gain awareness. And then you get the energy of it. You'll get the energy of it. The more you use this, the more you'll learn it. It's a new tool. It's a new muscle we have to activate. It was very uncomfortable for me doing this tool. If I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? It was very uncomfortable for me actually using this from Access. You know why? It's because if I did use this, my life would be far beyond different than the way it was. So when I actually did start using it, choices became easier for me. I didn't end up going to other people to ask for advice. And that could be simple as, oh, should I wear this today? Like you go to one of your, say your wife or your partner, and you go, oh, should I wear this today? Well, again, you're not valuing yourself. You're asking others for advice and you're asking others what choice to choose. So practice on those ones. Practice on the simple choices. And that will allow you to make the bigger choices have a lot more clarity. So instead of asking your partner or whoever, one of your family members, to what to wear, ask yourself. So you look at your outfit, look at your outfits in your wardrobe, and ask, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? Get the energy of it. And then, if I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? Get the energy of it. And what that's going to do, it's going to be a bit shaky at the start. You know, remember, it's just going to be a bit shaky. So keep going. Though, by me doing this, it's allowed me to have freedom. Would you like to have freedom in your life? Like, it is going to be a bit shaky. It's going to be a bit uncomfortable at the start to practice, to get this new muscle warmed up, activated. So it is going to be uncomfortable. Though, for me now, knowing that I did the hard yards and got over that uncomfortableness, and now the way I live, I don't ask people for what choices to make. I choose for me. And what happens? My life has more freedom, has more clarity, is more phenomenal. Would you like a more phenomenal life? Or would you like a life like everybody else? Well, then maybe this Guitar of Consciousness podcast isn't for you, my friend. So you're going to have to choose for you. And that's what that tool allowed me to have clarity. So ask your outfit. If I choose this outfit, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this outfit, what will my life be like in 5 years? And by you practicing on those things, when you ask for bigger stuff, like for career type of stuff, where for job offers or, you know, people to join your crew, like if you're a singer or a vocalist or a guitarist or piano or whatever, any musician, if you're asking for a certain person to, you know, play with you, you know, to join your band or join your whatever's going on, you're gonna have more clarity. You're like, okay, if I choose this pianoist, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this pianoist, what will my life be like in 5 years? Or if I choose this singer, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this singer, what will my life be like in 5 years? You're gonna get the energy. Like, that's gonna create something greater for you. You're gonna get the awareness. You're gonna have to ask to get awareness of what's gonna actually work for my life. Don't just choose anyone. When you just choose anyone, and because they're there, the first one show up, I've got to choose this. No. There's unlimited choices. Access consciousness shows you that you have infinite choice. So by you choosing the first one that shows up, well, when access consciousness says that you have infinite choice, and the way my life's working, the way access consciousness facilitators' lives are working, are you going to go with what you've been choosing in the past? If you've already done what you've done in the past, wouldn't your life be working already? My life wasn't working, so that's why I chose something different. So then when Access showed me this tool, I'm like, okay, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? I started using that for pretty much everything. Sometimes I forget to use it, though most of the times I'm using it a lot. And because I'm doing that, I'm choosing what's going to work for me. That tool allows you to choose and gain awareness of what is actually going to bring you happiness, bring you joy, those type of things. Would you like that? So that tool is phenomenal. Don't use it. Don't use it. Your life might be too awesome. Don't use that tool at all. That's a motivation tool. But yeah, don't use it. What can we do with this? So let's do a process allowing you to actually choose with a lot more clarity. So what energy, space, consciousness, and choice can I and my body be? To have total clarity and ease with choice, now and for the future. And everything that doesn't allow that to show up, destroy, and uncrack all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all night, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what energy, space, consciousness, choice can I and my body be? To have total clarity and ease with choice, now and for the future. And everything that does not allow that to show up, destroy, and uncrack all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all night, shorts, boys, and beyonds. That's the clearing statement of access consciousness. So what that does, briefly, I've said this, you know, every single time I've done a process, this allows you to bring up the limitations, bring up the unclarity, bring up that stuckness that's been sticking you, and melts that, and melts it, melts all that crap. That's what it does. It melts the crap. It's like we've been dipped in wet concrete, and then we're set, and then we're walking around like massive rocks, pretty much. So just say we're inside a big rock. Every time you do a process, every time you ask questions, it chips it away. It chips away that rock you're stuck in, that big concrete boulder you're stuck in. It chips away more and more and more. So then eventually you can actually start being you. So that's what these processes do. So put that on a loop. That can be a bit of a home play. So put that process on a loop, and that's going to have you a lot more clarity on, you know, with choice. In this reality, we don't know what choice is. The only choice we know is, like, you know, when you go into a restaurant or wherever you're going to eat, you look at the menu, and how long does it take for you to know what you like to choose? You're looking at the menu for probably like half an hour. Like, so choose this, choose that, choose, I don't know. You know, we're not taught what to choose. Like, the more and more I do this tool, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? I have more clarity. I'm not looking at the menu for half an hour. I'm looking at the menu maybe 10 minutes instead of half an hour, where it was half an hour before. Sometimes it's instantaneously. What they say is, whatever you see first on the menu is pretty much what your body desires. So you've got to ask what your body chooses to eat. Ask what's going to be tasty for your body. So that's kind of like a choosing what is going to work for your body. And every time you do that, every time you ask what's going to work for my body, and then you can have more communion with your body, and choice is going to be easier. When you have more communion with your body, choice will become easier. So you're going to have to ask to have a greater relationship with your body. So we've always been separate with our body. We've always been fighting against our bodies. So ask to have more communion with your body. Ask to have ease with choice with your body. Remember, your body requires food, requires clothes, requires to work, this and that. Our infinite beings don't require that. Though it's a lot more fun having a body, you know, we can do stuff, this and that. So you have to start asking your body. So that's what Access showed me, to actually start asking for my body, what's gonna work. And by you practicing on that as well with the food, ask your body, what would you like to eat here? Body, what would you like to eat here? But you're asking your body, then when you're actually asking for bigger choices, like for career type of choices, then it's going to be easier. And then it's going to be easier for you. So let's do that. Let's run that process again. There's a lot of energy on that one. So what energy, space, consciousness, and choice can I and my body be to have total clarity and ease with choice now and for the future? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroying and crap, all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all night, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what energy, space, consciousness, choice can I and my body be to have total clarity and ease with choice now and for the future, and everything that doesn't allow that. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all night, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what these processes also do allows your mind to get out of the way. Like, every time my mind gets out of the way, I have a lot more ease. It's like being in the forest where you just have a more calmness to your, a more calmness opens up in your world. Would you like that? It's a little bit of invitation to you. Tap into the way I am, with my space, with how I function. Ask to choose how Jake's choosing. Ask, what will it take for me to choose how Jake chooses? In your life, we'll have a lot more, you're gonna be a lot more space, a lot more ease. Remember, when your mind goes away, you know, you're gonna be like a little bit dizzy. You know, you may require maybe some water or sugar or salt. And don't make yourself wrong. Don't make it a wrongness that you're feeling a bit spacey or this and that. That's what consciousness is about. It's about being more spacey. So remember, it's new muscles we're activating, new capacities we're awakening. So it's gonna be different. So I'm still here and I'm doing access pretty much every hour of, or every second of the day actually. The more and more I do it, the more and more my life becomes greater. So, or your body, ask your body, what you require here. So if you feel a bit lightheaded, or you feel a bit dizzy from doing the access processes, ask your body, what's going on here? Ask your body questions. And that's choosing. That's what choosing is. Choose. So body, what's going on here? Body, do you require something? Body, do you require something to eat? And remember, if you're just asking your body, if you're not asking your body, well then, when you choose, you're gonna have conflict. So if you have conflict with you and your body, choice is not gonna be easy. So by you asking body, what do you desire here? What's gonna work for you? And then choice is gonna become a lot easier for you. That's how it's happened for me. When I actually start enjoying my body, having fun with my body, actually choosing what's gonna be fun for me and my body, then choice had a lot more clarity. I had a lot more clarity then. It's because I wasn't fighting. It's like you have this relationship with your body, but you're fighting all the time. So then how do you expect to have clarity on a yes or no with a choice? This choice comes up, and you get a yes or no. Yes or no, it's back and forth. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. You don't know what to choose. Well, it's because you're having conflict with your body. So by you asking your body more and more questions, then it's gonna be a lot more easier. By you keep asking that tool, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? You're gonna gain awareness. You're gonna gain awareness. And that question is a question your body is actually desiring you to ask. So your body is desiring for you to ask that question, but you're not. So maybe that's why you're on this podcast. Listen to this. So your bodies are bringing you here to teach you something different. So have fun with this. That's my home play. Use the process, that tool, and that question I gave you, and use it. Use it for the next 30 days, and float me an email, and to see what shows up. So, what's going on for you? Like, how has this worked for you? What access consciousness has done for you? What has the guitar of consciousness done for you? I'd like to hear what your feedback is, so maybe I can assist you even further. And I also have my online events where you can come onto the Zoom call and you can ask any questions. I've had a few people asking phenomenal questions, and what those people, they've written me back into response like, whoa, you know, how their life is changed within, you know, a few calls of the online events. Because I can see what is limiting you. I can actually contribute to you even greater. So that's my invitation to you to choose in my online events. And And yeah, choice, 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 and choice. The more you choose, that's when your life will change. And when you stop asking your family members, your parents, your friends, for them, for advice with their choosing, that's when it's going to when it's going to be different. That's when it's going to be different. So I think this topic, it's a lot in this topic. So listen to this over and over and you're going to have a lot more clarity. That's what I did. That's what I did for when I got into Access Consciousness. I kept learning more and more and more, watching more videos. I didn't watch their videos once or just once and that's it. I watched their videos 3-4 times over. And then again, maybe 6 months down the track, I watched it again. Just to get more clarity, to get more knowledge of what they're talking about. And the more I did that, that's when I found out my life was really, really, really changing. And not just changing as in just changing for the greater. Changing where I actually enjoy life. Like I wake up and actually enjoy life. You know, I got beautiful antiques that I wake up to. So I just bought this dragon chair. And I'm doing a video for one of my online events. And that's going to be in the video, my new dragon chair. And that's what Access Consciousness contributed to me, with choosing beautiful things in my life. Like before Access, I had, you know, Kia furniture where in 6 months time it's outside on the curb getting ready for council pickup. So now I'm choosing beautiful antiques and expensive antiques. Like this dragon chair, it's valued around 5,000 Australian dollars. So, and it's, you know, it's and also it's in, I don't know if you guys seen the movie, The Whole 10 Yards, it's in the movie, this chair. I'm not sure if it's their exact one though. It's, you know, so I'm choosing beautiful antiques that are just phenomenal. And the reason I'm choosing this stuff is because of Access Consciousness. Access Consciousness shows you, you know, choose what's going to invite your life to become greater. I didn't know that before. I thought antiques and this and that were like for old people. Though when I saw the beauty in it, and when I wake up in the morning and I look at my antiques, that makes my life greater. Like if I'm in a little bit of a bad mood and I just look around my house, look around my room, my life changes, my energy changes. And that's what choosing. So I chose to get that antique. It was uncomfortable to buy. I got a great deal on it though. So by me actually choosing that, yes, it was uncomfortable, as I just said. By me going past that and choosing that, every time I see it now, I'm like, whoa, I got a dragon chair, you know? How does it get any better than that? Question you can ask. How does it get any better than that? I ask, you know? So every time I see it, it just lifts my energy. And that's what it's about. That's what Access Consciousness is about. It's about always lifting up your energy to be greater, to go beyond this reality. So that's what choice does. When you choose for you, I didn't ask anyone, should I choose this dragon chair? I just saw it in the antique warehouse. I'm like, that looks phenomenal. It's high priced, though. I'm going to do whatever it takes to purchase it. And I did. And because of that, now it's in my house. And I look at it whenever I desire to. So choice can be uncomfortable. Though, because I chose it, now I have unlimited times of viewing it like, whoa, 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 whoa. Would you like to have whoa, whoa in your life when you're waking up in your morning or coming home from wherever you're coming from and, you know, you're sitting to you know, you have things like that. So on that topic, we ended there. So yeah, my invitation to you to actually choose what's going to be beautiful for your life. All right, my friends. So choose what is going to be beautiful for your life. Start asking for beautiful things to show up in your life. Universe, show me something beautiful.
Thank you for tuning in to the Guitar of Conscious podcast. For further updates, go to guitarofconscious.com and subscribe. Thank you. See you later.